اہل علم اور سلوک اور شیخ سے تربیت اور طالبین کی مجلس ہے. اللہ کی محبت اور اس کی تعریف میں کہے ہوئے کچھ اشعار عرض ہیں. یہ پہلے بھی یہاں اس مجلس میں پڑھے جا چکے ہیں. اے سب سے اول اور آخر, اے سب سے اول اور آخر, جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر. اے سب سے اول اور آخر, جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر. اے سب دانا سے دانا, اے سب دانا سے دانا, سارے توانا سے توانا. اے سب دانا سے دانا, سارے توانا سے توانا. اے بالا ہر بالا تر سے, اے بالا ہر بالا تر سے, چاند سے سورج سے امبر سے. اے بالا ہر بالا تر سے, چاند سے سورج سے امبر سے. اے اندھوں کی آنکھ کے تارے, اے اندھوں کی آنکھ کے تارے, اے لنگڑے لولوں کے سہارے. اے اندھوں کی آنکھ کے تارے, اے لنگڑے لولوں کے سہارے. بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے, بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے, بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے, جاگتے سوتے پاس تو ہی ہے. بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے, جاگتے سوتے پاس تو ہی ہے. جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی, جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی, جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی, تجھ سے ہیں سب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی, تجھ سے ہیں سب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی. سوچ میں دل بہلانے والا, سوچ میں دل بہلانے والا, دکھ میں تسلی دینے والا. سوچ میں دل بہلانے والا, دکھ میں تسلی دینے والا. ناؤ جہاں کی کھینے والا, ناؤ جہاں کی کھینے والا, بپتا میں کمانے والا. اے سب سے اول اور آخر, جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر. تو ہی ڈبوئے تو ہی تیرائے, تو ہی ڈبوئے تو ہی تہرائے, تو ہی بیڑے پار لگائے. تو ہی ڈبوئے تو ہی تیرائے, تو ہی بیڑے پار لگائے اور تو ہی مرض دے تو ہی دوا دے تو ہی مرض دے تو ہی دوا دے تو ہی دوا دارو میں شفا دے تو ہی مرض دے تو ہی دوا دے تو ہی دوا دارو میں شفا دے چمکارے چمکار کے مارے چمکارے چمکار کے مارے مارے مار کے پھر چمکارے چمکارے چمکار کے مارے مارے مار کے پھر چمکارے پیار کے تیرے کہنا کیا ہے پیار کے تیرے کہنا کیا ہے مار میں بھی ایک تیری مزا ہے اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر اللہ کی تعریف اور توصیف کے بعد اپنا عرض اور مدعا پیش ہے اے عزت اور عظمت والے رحمت اور عدالت والے فکر نہ اچھی کی نہ بری کی فکر نہ اچھی کی نہ بری کی تیرے سوا دھن ہو نہ کسی کی فکر نہ اچھی کی نہ بری کی تیرے سوا دھن ہو نہ کسی کی کوئی جگہ اس دل میں نہ پائے کوئی جگہ اس دل میں نہ پائے یاد کوئی بھولے سے نہ آئے اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر تو ہی ہو دل میں تو ہی زباں پر تو ہی ہو دل میں تو ہی زباں پر مار کے جاؤں لات جہاں پر اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر اور آخری شعر ہے پاؤں تجھے ہر ایک کو بھلا کر پاؤں تجھے ہر ایک کو بھلا کر پاؤں تجھے ہر ایک کو بھلا کر خاک میں جاؤں سب کو مٹا کر اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر
یہی تشریف کچھ پوچھنا ہوگا الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم This beautiful poem of Maulana Altaf Hussain Hali, Rahmatullah Ali, on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and dua at the end. Ye sabse awwal aur akhir, O you who are the first, the last. And Allah is that first of which there was no first before. Yeah, we say that there was nobody, now you are the first who came. Allah is not like that. Allah is that first which has no first. Allah is since ever. And it's not that now you are the last who are here, now then there will be nobody. Allah is the last of which there is no last. Allah is since ever, forever. Jahan, tahan, yeah, there, everywhere, hadir or nadir. Allah is present everywhere, Allah is watchful everywhere. Eh sab se dana ho se dana, O you who are the most intelligent of all the intelligent. Wa fawqa kulli dhi ilmin alim. Sare tawana ho se tawana, of all who are strong, you are the most strongest. Man ashaddu minna quwa, the people of Aad, Thamud said, and don't they realize how strong Allah Ta'ala is. E Baala, har Baala tarse, you who are the high of those who are the most high. Allah is most high. Wa subhana rabbiyil a'la, my Allah who is the most high. Chand se, surat se, ambar se, Allah is more higher than the sun, the moon, the sun, and the skies also. Allah is way, Allah is the highest of all. E ando ke ankh ke tare, O you who are the star of the eyes of the blind. The blind, they are such blind people, mashallah. They walk and they, as if they are more seeing than the seeing people also. So who gives them that ability? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haji Sulaiman Kaulia, rahmatullah alayhi, who was in Stanger, he explained when they went in Jamaat in India, one place, a blind Hafiz Sahab came walking so fast, and as if he can see properly. And then he climbed up a tree. And then he sat there from the time about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning till Zohar reading Quran Sharif. So, the star of the eyes of the blind people. E langre lulo ke sahare, O you who are the support for those two people who are crippled, who are paralyzed, you support them. Be aaso ke aas tu hi hai, those people who do not have any hope, you are the one who gives hope. How many times a person becomes so hopeless in life, what's going to happen? Who puts them again on track? And then they become so strong again that they give help to other people. Jaate sote paas tu hi hai. Whether we awake, whether we sleeping, you are all the time with us, you are by us. Tu hai akelo ka rakhwala. Those who are alone, who have no partner, nobody to support them, you are the one who supports them. Tu hai andhere ghar ka ujala. The house that is dark, you are the one that gives light to that house. Har dil mein tera basera. And you come into every heart. Just clean your heart and Allah comes into every heart. It can be the dirtiest, filthiest heart. Just clean it and Allah will come into that heart. And how many such people who are so astray, so far from the right path, but little effort and the heart got cleaned, Allah came into that heart. To pass or ghar dur hai tera. You are near or ghar dur hai tera and your house is far. But you are near all the time. The house of Allah, Kaaba Sharif is far. That is Allah's house, but of course Allah doesn't stay in that house. But Allah's house is far, but Allah is near all the time. Aqrabu min hablil wareed. More closer than your jugular vein, that which gives you your life. Jab ab tab tutsa nahi koi. Since now, forever, there is nobody like you. You are you, and there is nobody like you. Tujhse hai sab, tujhsa nahi koi. Tujhse hai sab, from you is everyone. And the qualities people have got are all from you also. But there is no one like you. For if you, your qualities, you have given to everyone. But nobody has, there is nobody like you. Soch mein dil behlane wala. Sometimes when a person is in deep thoughts, he's sad, in sorrow. Who is it that sometimes a thought and suddenly you're just smiling to yourself? Who is it that made you happy? You were all in so much, you were so sad, you were down and out. Who is it that suddenly makes you happy again? Dukh mein tasalli dene wala. When you are in difficulty and hardship, who is the one who gives you your comfort? ناؤ جہاں کہنے والا, کہنے والا, اچھا ناؤ دی شبد دا لٹل بوٹ ہو میکس اٹ موو آل دا ٹائم ان دا واٹرس ایٹسیٹرا, تو ہی بیرے پار لگاتے, یو لگائے, یو آر دا ون ہو لیٹس ایوری ون ریچ ہز ڈیسٹینیشن. دیکھیے, دیر از اے کمپیرزن, اے سملی لائک دیٹ لٹل بوٹ دیٹ ٹو لیٹ اٹ موو گو فارورڈ. So just like that, when a person is like a small little boat and he can't move, who is it that starts moving you up in life again? Tuhi maras de, tuhi dawa de. You are the one who gives illness and the one who gives shifa also. Tuhi dawa daru me shifa de. And in that medicine, you are the one who puts shifa also. It's not that medicine that has got shifa. It is you who put shifa into that medicine. Chumkar ke mare. It is you who gives love also and then who hits also. Sometimes when you make a mistake, Allah, some conditions, halat come again. Allah makes, gives you love also. And what love also when Allah's love comes in the heart. And when a person does some wrong and Allah then puts him right again, how Allah Ta'ala does that also. Mare, mar ke phir chumkare. And Allah hits you, makes you straight and then gives you love again. This reminds me of our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Niyasab Rahmatullah Ali. When students didn't know their sabak, or sometime you should give them a good hiding. And after that you should order ice cream from the tuck shop. And then students are now cross, they don't want to force it in their mouth. So he makes you right also, and he makes love also to you. So Allah Ta'ala is like that. When you go wrong, he gives you a little hiding also. You come right, he makes love to you again. And what love he shows again. Pyar ke tere kehna kya hai? What can we say of your love, O Allah? Those, and how many people have experienced the love of Allah. And when you get that love, what to say about that love of Allah Ta'ala? Maar bhi ek tere maza hai. And in your hitting also there is enjoyment. When you make a person straight, you give that hiding in such a way that a person enjoys that hiding also. Maulana Rafiq Khaturani, Damat Barakatum, when we were studying together, we were friends, we were studying together. Sometimes when he should not get know his sabak, he should tell our Ustad of Sabdur Rahman, please give me hiding. Otherwise I won't learn. Please give me a hiding. Where you'll get a student like that? So that enjoyment of the Ustad's hiding also. Hey, Izzat or Azmat wale, you who have got the greatest honor and greatest Rahmat or Adalat wale, who is the one of mercy and the one of justice. Fikr na achhi ki na buri ki. I did not have any worry, good or bad. I was just passing my life. Tere siwa dhoon ho na kisi ka. Kisi ki. Oh Allah, let me not be in the thoughts of anyone else besides you. Let me just have your thoughts all the time. Koi jagah is dil mein na paaye. Let nobody else find a place in this heart of mine. This heart is only for Allah. Let nobody else find a place here. Yaad koi bhule se na aaye. Even if I forget you, oh Allah, let me not forget you. Let me always remember you in all conditions. Even if I want to forget you, I must not forget you. Which Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali says, Nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ki unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. When you have nisbat, ta'alluq with Allah, even if you want to go out of His thoughts, you can't go. Wherever you see Allah. Whatever you think of Allah. May Allah bring that day upon us. Otherwise, we are all the time out of the thoughts of Allah. But if this is nisbat, when a person gets this connection with Allah, then even if he wants to forget Allah, he can't forget. Tu hi ho dil mein, tu hi zubaan par. May it be that you are the only one in my heart also, on my tongue also. And my heart is drowned in your love and your thoughts. My tongue only speaks of your greatness and your qualities. Mar ke jaungo la jahan par. Wherever I go, wherever I get a kick, wherever I get a knock, But wherever I go, let it be that always I just think about you. Your thoughts are superseding all the time in my mind. This is easy to say, but when halat come on a person, then see how a person quickly forgets. That is hard conditions. You just see some woman, there you forgot Allah Ta'ala. So where is our nisbat like that? Now to talk is very nice. And to think that, yeah, I got also connection with Allah is very nice. But when those conditions come, when our test is not here in the majlis and here in the khanqa and the madrasa, when we are out in our day-to-day things, you got an argument with one of your suppliers, your dealers, and it's not your fault, it's his fault. Then see your behavior at that time. With your wife, when you have a certain argument, something, then see your behavior at that time. That is the test. So like that, to talk your big things is very easy. But when the test comes at that time, that is when a person is really tested. Haak mein jaun sabko mitakar. That I must go into the sand and annihilate myself. That is tawadu, when this will come. Man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. A person who has recognized himself, he will recognize Allah. وَمَنْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ. And a person who has recognized Allah will realize that I am nothing. So when this reality comes, it isn't just when we are sitting and talking here. In science, if you write out a whole experiment how it must be done, you can do it perfectly. But when you're doing the experiment in the laboratory, there may be explosion also. You may be mixing the wrong gases and the wrong chemicals, and you get an explosion there. So, like that, in theory, it's very good to be very good. But when the actual test comes, that is when, whether there's an explosion at that time or not. Then a person, all what he claims so much, everything, that is the time to see a person. May Allah let us pass all our tests, inshallah.
Jazakumullah Mawlana. In this kitab, with regard of the sunnats, the great benefits, tail or kangi ka istemal science ki roshni mein. Putting oil in the hair and combing the hair, with regard to scientific research, what do they say about it? Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu ne farmaya ki huzur akdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam sare anwar ko kasrat se tail lagate the. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his habit to put lot of oil in the hair. Aur apni daari sharif ko kangi farmaya karte the, and he used to comb his hair, beard also. Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam apne sar mubarak par amama ke niche ek kapra rakhte, wo kapra zyada tel lagne ki wajah se teli ka kapra malum hota tha. And below the topi, in fact, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam had another topi which is called a qina. That is, after he used to put oil, he used to wear that topi. And that oil, that topi should look full of oil. Because when you just put oil, the topi will absorb the oil. And in order to save the top topi, that it doesn't become also what we will call dirty. That what the oil marks now, we'll say it's a dirty topi. Now, it's not really a dirty topi, topi full of oil. So, Nabi Sal, that is also a sunnah to keep a topi which is called a qina. That after you put oil, you wear that. And that is usually at night when you're going to sleep, etc. But if you put in the day and you are going also, wear another topi, you wear this topi or your amama over that topi. So that the topi, so that the other clothing doesn't become full of oil, which we say becomes dirty. So that was also, that is also a sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ab se kuch arsa qabal aur baaz doctors ab tak is baat par zor dete hain. Since recent times, and now many doctors also are stressing on this, ke sar mein tel lagana aur sar ka massage karna qat'i kuch fayda nahi deta. That to put oil in the head and to massage the head, that there is no benefit. This was their view for a long time. Lekin qat'a nazar uske, dusre taraf, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam ka amal, tail lagane ke bare mein maujood hai. But we don't have to worry what science people say. The practice of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final practice.
and that is above all scientific research and experiment and everything. So that is what we must follow, the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is zaman mein, jab mazid research ki gayi, when they researched further, this was the opinion for years and years. To ye baat saamne aayi ke sar mein tel lagana waqai mufeed hai. Then they realized that it is really very beneficial to put oil in the head. And there is also a sunnat. And we should also consider how much we make amal on this sunnat also, of putting oil in the head and massaging the head. Sir James Sargam ke mushahadat, one scientist, he's a physiotherapist, what he says. Sir James Sargam, Canada ke azim physiotherapist hai. Sir ne tel lagane ke baare mein unke tajrubat shai hue, jo nazar qari'in hai. He's a physiotherapist of Marist, and his report with regard to massaging the head, putting oil, it was printed, came in the media. Maine sar par tel lagana jahan waqt ko zai karna, he says that I should regard putting oil in the head, massaging the head is a waste of time, no benefit. Wahan sarmaya ki killat ka bhi khatra tha. I didn't have any material also. This was my opinion, it's a waste of time. Khatra tha, killat ka bhi khatra tha, lekin ek waqia mere liye nishan-e-raah ban gaya. But one thing that I saw, one event, it put me onto my path and I came to understand the great value of making malish of the head. मैं क्वेटर एक देहात का नाम के रोड पर मोटर ड्राइव कर रहा था. He says on the certain village, I was driving the road past there in the small village. एक जगह एक साहब को देखा कि वो दूसरे बैठे हुए बूढ़े आदमी के सर पर मसाज कर रहे थे. On the road, I saw one person is busy massaging another person's old man's head. मैंने समझा शायद ये कोई तश्वीशनाक केस है. I thought this may be something very serious that has happened, because in the West you don't have this. If a person who lives in the West and with that culture, he sees somebody busy, he thinks there is a serious case, something very serious has happened to this man here. Maine motor roki, I stopped the car. Unse ahwal pucha, asked him, what's wrong? Why are you doing this? What happened here? Kehne laga, he explained, mera baap pagal ho gaya tha. That is my father, he became mad. घर से दूर तक निकल जाता था. It's just in his madness, insane, just walk around, go away, far from the house. बहुत इलाज किए. We treated him in various ways, mental hospitals, etc. हत्या के डॉक्टर मुअर के पास भी गए. Certain famous doctor, Dr. Muar, we took him there also. लेकिन इफाका न हुआ. But no benefit of all that. तो मुझे किसी ने बताया कि तुम अपने वालिद के सर पर आयल की मालिश करो. Somebody told me, take oil and massage the head of your father. तो मैंने ऐसा किया. I did accordingly, this person told me. And when a person is desperate, whoever tells you what, you take on to it. शुरू कर दिया. मुझे 27 योम हो गए. 27 days now that I'm doing this massage. ऐसा करते हुए मेरा वालिद अब बिल्कुल तंदुरुस्त है. Now my father has become properly better now, just by this massage. Any machine, if you don't put oil in it, what happens to that machine? It burns out. And the biggest machine is your brains, that's making all the other machines. You put this brains tells you to put oil for the other machines. And this machine doesn't need oil. This machine also needs oil. Iske baad sunkar main hairan hua. That physiotherapist said, I got a shock. When I heard this, मैंने मरीज का बहुत तजिया किया. I then took examined that patient properly. वाकई मरीज तंदुरुस्त था. He was well properly. You can make out. उसके साबिका रिपोर्ट पर ही. I read the reports. He went to many medical mental hospitals, propped up doctors. They wrote their reports. I checked all those reports. इन रिपोर्टों के मुताबिक वो शख्स वाकई ज़हनी मरीज था. He was a mental case. उसके बाद
میں اس جیسے اور اس کے علاوہ دوسرے امراض میں مبتلا کئی مریضوں کو یہ طریقہ استعمال کرایا. After that, many of my patients, I also gave them the same treatment, that put my oil in the head, make malish properly. تو اس کے فوائد میرے توقع سے بڑھ کر حاصل ہوئے. More than I hope, I got good results. کیونکہ میں نے اس سے ذہنی دباؤ، اعصابی کھینچاؤ، درد سر کے پرانے مریض، گردن پٹھوں کے درد، شانوں کے درد اور کھینچاؤ، نگاہ کی کمزوری، چہرے کی سرجری کے لیے بہت مفید پایا. I found it so beneficial in all these things for mental strain, for muscular strain, and people with migraine, headaches. Many of our women, many people, continuous migraine, but they use shampoos which is so harmful, which has got carbolic acid in it. We use soaps. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, don't use soap on your body. Use other, there are flowers which give the work of soap, and there are other things, and see how, and if you, then he said, if you want to, try it at least, don't use it on your face, and you'll see how fresh and young your face remains. But so the things that are put in soaps, in shampoos, very, very strong carbolic acid. There is a very, very strong chemical. It is used in all these things. In small quantities, which is permitted by health regulations, etc. But it is harmful in any case. So for all these things, this is very good. Kangi karne se ek hararat aur energy paida hoti hai. By combing, a heat is produced and an energy is also produced. جو بالوں کے ذریعے جسم کے اعصابی نظام کو جاندار اور قوی کرتے ہیں. And thus your nervous system, it gives it life and it makes it strong, your nervous system if you comb. حتیٰ کہ مسلسل کنگی کرنا بالوں کو بڑھاتا ہے اور انہیں گھنا کرتا ہے. If you comb regularly, your hair, you won't have a problem of losing your hair. And also it will make your hair nice and thick. کنگی کی ایک حکمت یہ بھی ہے, one other benefit of combing your hair, اگر بالوں میں کنگی نہ کی جائے تو ان میں جراثیم اٹک جاتے ہیں. Germs also start making home and taking root in your hair if you don't comb them. جو اندر ہی اندر بڑھتے رہتے ہیں, and it increase all the time, that's one of the major things of germs, they increase all the time. ایک وقت میں خطرناک کیفیت اختیار کر لیتے ہیں. And they will become a very harmful source for you in many things. Kangi na karna, juo ke khatrat ko barha deta hai. And if you don't comb your hair, if you're keeping hair, zulfa, etc. And for women, their hair, and in your beard also, there is a possibility that lice also will come into your hair, which is also very harmful. So the sunnats are very, very, every sunnat, and for the sake that it is a sunnat, whether science acknowledges it or not, whether even their research is against sunnat, but we must practice sunnat, and also not really for the benefit of the sunnat, but we must practice the sunnat because it is a sunnat and in the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the actual thing and the greatest thing. Then these benefits will be there. Besides them, there will be even much more other greater benefits also. We were reading for quite a while, this one wazifa of reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. The starting was that Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he made Mi'raj, he met Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, who informed him, amongst other things, tell your ummah that Jannat is a barren land, that there is nothing in Jannat. By Iman you'll get the plot of Jannat and all the beauty of Jannat, the wonderful palaces, the wonderful trees, the fruit, the waterfalls, all that is by your amal. The hurul een, all that according to your amal, you will get that. So, and then in that hadith particularly, he referred to reading of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. That these are the plants of Jannat, your beauty of Jannat. The same way it comes in the hadith, Subhanallah, gharsun fil jannah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, all these things. It comes in the hadith, you build a house for Allah in this world, a masjid. And it doesn't mean the whole house. the whole masjid that you must pay for the whole masjid. Neither does it mean you physically build the whole house. Even if you donate it to the extent of one brick, one door handle, one window, in return Allah will give you a palace in Jannah. So those palaces, for how many a'mal, Allah will give you so many hurul een. So our a'mal are all the beauties. From there also we should understand, many times we get this little deception that a non-Muslim, and how many there are, last minute just before dying, they read kalima and they gone straight to Jannah. And we whole life we are trying. And that person just got it over the counter. He just read kalima, he passed away, he's gone. No namaz he kept, made no roza he kept, he did nothing. No haram he saved him, and he's gone Jannah. He's getting an empty plot there. And those who whole life who are making amal, what their Jannah will be. So we must never, this deception comes, that these people, they just read kalima, gone, straight Jannah. No, the one whole life who made mujahada, who made effort, how, what will his Jannah be? It won't be just that empty plot. Also, Jannah, there are no squatters in Jannah. But just like Jannah compared to itself, the lowest stage will be like squatters compared to the highest stage. Yeah, if a person from a nearby country, just as an example, comes to Saudi, if I can just get in, if I can just cross the border, and how many illegal ways they try to cross the border. They put their lives at risk with crocodiles, with elephants, with snakes, with lions, and they try and cross the border, but just we can get into South Africa. And the same with Europe and other countries, for people from the world. When he gets in, he's very happy. But in a few days, now he's not happy just lying around sleeping on the pavement. Now he wants a place. If he gets a place in a squatter, he's happy. But very soon, he wants a place till he's not in the northern suburbs. He's not in the elite areas. So like that, a person, and it comes in the hadith. One person will be taken out from Jahannam. He'll say, Ya Allah, just take me out. That's all I want. Then he'll say, just let me see Jannah. Just let me enter. Like that, so this is the opportunity Allah has given us to make our Jannah. So among that is the recitation of La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Explanation of it further, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gives. Ye ibarat is hadith mein hai. Ya to jumla mustanifa hai. Jo us kalma ki fazilat mein aur jo kahe uske fazilat mein warid hua hai. The previous what has come, that is, Hazrat is explaining a grammatical language point, that it's a new sentence which is explaining the virtues of the reader and the kalima which is being recited. Allama Tibi rahmatullah alayhi farmati ki ye shart mahzuf ki jaza hai, that the rewards which are mentioned are in a condition which is not written. The virtues that are mentioned are on a condition which you have to fulfill, then you get that. Iza qala al abd, and that is the condition when a person will say this, then those virtues are. The virtues are not just for the words written in a kitab. But when a person says the words, then those virtues are there. إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدَ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ جَبْ بَنْدَا يَا كَلْمَا كِهْتَا هِي تو حتى على شانو فرماتے أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. Not just that لا حول ولا قوة is written in a kitab. You made a beautiful frame, it's hanging on your wall. For that is not the virtue that Allah, when you read it, but when you read it, there's a condition which is not mentioned. It is not, it is implied. You have to read it. Then Allah Ta'ala in return says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi farmate, Haq Ta'ala ye baat malaika se farmate hai. That if Allah saying this words that Aslama abdi wastaslama, we'll come to the meaning of that just now. Allah says this to the farishta. When a person ye on farsh on earth says, Aslama la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then on the arsh, Allah says to the malaika, Aslama abdi wastaslama. Ay li malaikatihi mu'alliman lahum. Allah is saying this to the farishta to teach them, to inform them, bi kamali qailiha, that this person who is read la hawla, what a arif he is. What a great person Allah is saying. Al-mutahalli bima'naha. And he has got that meaning in it. What is the meaning? That we have done already. That Allah, that la hawla, ay la hawla ma'asiyatillah illa bi'ismatillah. That he realizes, I can't save myself from guna, but by the help of Allah. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ And I cannot do any good but by the help of Allah Ta'ala. So a person, Allah is saying, look at this person, he knows this reality, that he is nothing, the world is nothing, all the plans and the system of the world, that I am the only one who can do. Allah, when he's got the jewelry, he's got the beauty of the jewelry, of the reality, of the meaning, this is what Allah Ta'ala appreciates. When a person says this, not only outwardly the words, but with this reality, when Allah Ta'ala says, Aslama abdi wastaslama, ke uske qail uske maana se aarasta hai, yani anwar abdiyat aur tafweez aur tasneem se munawwar aur mukammal hai. These are very great words. A person who reaches the stage, and with la hawla, a person can reach it when he reads it with meaning. That uske maana se he knows the meaning. Yani anwar abdiyat. He's got true abdiyat, humility, and the greatest thing Allah loves is abdiyat. Allah praises our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on great, great things. Wherever Allah praises him on the greatest things, Allah referred to abdiyat. Alhamdulillah illadhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. The Quran Sharif. When abdiyat was on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him Quran Sharif. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Mi'raj Allah gave when abdiyat was in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person who reads this la hawla, and as we have read previously, and unfortunately we forget also, that it's a treasure, that it's a great, great treasure. If a person just, we had mentioned also, our shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, how many mashayikh made the complete tarbiyat, made awliya kamilin of the muridin just with this wazifa. When the reality of it comes that I am nothing, Allah is the one who does everything. Anwar-e abdiyat, or tafweez, or tasneem se munawwar. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi asked Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, that is there a maqam, a stage higher than ikhlas? He said, I don't know. To me, ikhlas is the highest. Hazrat said, the highest stage, more than ikhlas, is tafweez and taslim. That whatever conditions come to you, it's from Allah's side. Raditu billahi rabban. I accept it from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is my Rabb. Whatever He has decreed. That ma asabakum min musibatin famin Allah. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala. And whatever hardship from Allah's side. This Allah loves very, very greatly. So that person in tafweez and taslim, munawwar or mukammal hai. There's the reality of this kalima when we read it. But for us, most of us, the kalima is only when we see a pig, we say, la hawla wa la quwwata. Or somebody commits some guna, la hawla wa la quwwata. But what a great kalima this is. Jab banda la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah parta hai. Hatta ala aslama abdi wa staslama farmati hai malaika se. What we have done, that when a person reads this, and with the real essence of it, and he realizes it, then Allah says to the malaika, aslama abdi wa staslama. Aslama abdi, what does aslama abdi mean? A, inqada wa taraka al-inada, wa akhlasa fi al-ubudiyya, bi taslim li umuri rububiyya. That my banda, A, inqada, he has now turned to me. Allah declares now to the malaika, he has become mine. وَتَرَكَ الْعِنَادِ He's no more obstinate and stubborn. He's no more going against my commandments. Now he's a humble servant of mine. وَأَخْلَصَ فِي الْعُبُودِيَّةِ And in his ibadat, he has become 100% what ikhlas is making my ibadat. بِالتَّسْلِيمِ By surrendering himself لِأُمُورِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ What I have decreed, which is even sometimes against his wishes. Whatever it is, I've decreed a sickness for him. He's happy with that also. I have decreed poverty for him. A big robbery at his place. Everything of his stolen. He says, from Allah's side. I'm happy. This is easy to talk when it comes on a person, such conditions. And then a person has this, how happy Allah becomes with that person. And Allah will test Shu'aib alayhi salam 19 years. In his sickness, Allah had tested him. Other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we can't take it for a minute or two. And like that, normal, everything going smooth, then we also jump the bandwagon. But when little now, there is a problem, we off the bandwagon. Then we go in a different direction. So to get this reality, wastaslama, That was Aslam Abdi. And what does wastaslama mean? Inqada inqiyadan kamilan. That this person has totally turned now towards me, completely. Baligha fil inqiyad. In great abundance he has turned to me. وَقَتَعَ النَّزْرُ عَنِ الْعِبَادِ. And he doesn't look for help to anyone. Whatever his difficulty is, such this level, that he's sick, but he doesn't go for a medicine also. Now Allah has kept me in this way, I'm happy. And it's not for us to take treatment. It is sunnah. And those people who reach that, Allah knows my condition. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was being catapulted into the fire, Jibreel alayhi salam came to his help. He said that with Allah's permission we have come. He refused. He said that Allah knows my condition. وَإِمَّا إِلَيْكَ فَلَا. I don't need your help. My Allah knows my condition and he has got. Then see how Allah's help came. If it had come before time, then even Namrud would have jumped in the fire. And when Allah's help came, when he was actually that split second entering the fire, Allah made it a garden. Had Allah made it before, all the kafirs would also have jumped in. So this is when that help, when a person has, this is that abudiyat, this is that humbleness, surrender to Allah, which we have to strive for. We just little bit, now I'm a big Sufi, now my condition has changed heavy, now I'm pious now. What is this, what is called tasawwuf, where we have to reach? That is the goal we must keep in front. What a great, this, and all this is in la hawla wa la quwwata. And if a person always reads it, and slowly becomes more and more beautified with its reality, the meaning, the more higher his stages will go.
وَقَتَعَ النَّذْرُ عَنِ الْعِبَادِ وَقَالَ الطِّيبِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ فَوَّذَ أُمُورَ الْكَائِنَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِأَسْرِحَا.
He has handed all his matters from the roots to Allah Ta'ala. I'm not doing anything. Ya Allah, I'm handing it over to you. A person who hasn't reached that tawakkul, it's not permissible for him. It's not jais for him that he leaves asbab. When a person reaches that level, then he can leave the asbab and Allah's help comes to him. But a person who hasn't got that yaqeen, that tawakkul, that reality still in him, he can't say that I'm going to start flying in the air. Or I'm going to just walk over the water. He'll drown. He's not, and it's not jais, it is haram for him. But a person when he reaches this level, then for him, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh was going about with about 10,000 murids of his. They were traveling, they were going on safar. They came to a masjid, they made wudu, they were going to make namaz. The asar namaz, the imam made namaz. After that, the imam made salam. He said, Hazrat is here with all his murids. And naturally now we have to feed them. What are we going to do? 10,000. We have to make arrangement. So he asked Hazrat Hasan Basri that, have you got your food arrangements made already? So he told him, I'll tell you just now, let me repeat my namaz. Because my namaz is not made behind you also. That you haven't got so much yaqeen on Allah that Allah will feed. You are worried, I will have to feed now. You haven't got that yaqeen also, so let me make my namaz finish, repeat it again, then I will speak to you. So that a person who hasn't got that, he can't look at, he can't throw away asbab. A person who has got that yaqeen, he doesn't have to have asbab. And Allah's help comes to such people, and a person has to really, really make effort before he can reach there. And then see how Allah's help, the Sahaba, they crossed over the Bahrain when they went, over the sea they crossed. When they went to Tunisia, Tehrawan, and they wanted to know the direction of Kaaba, the Qibla, then Allah, the Amir slept at night, Allah showed him in his sleep. Just now one person in Karachi was explaining to Maulana Mazhar, sir. One Sahabi came, he became Muslim from Yemen, far away from Medina Sharif. And then he asked, now I'm going there, there's no masjid, no Muslims there, I'm the first Muslim. What must he say? Build your masjid and there is a certain mountain. Make your, the choti, the height, the top part of that mountain, face that direction, that is your Qibla. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never went to Yemen, he never went out of Hijaz Muqaddas. He never went there. Which geography he studied and which a master's degree in geography he got, that he knows this. Nothing like that. This person went, built his masjid, which is there till today. Now, satellite age.
They determined that with satellite, 100% perfect, his masjid was not built only to the haram, but directly to the Kaaba. And this is how Allah's help when a person reaches there, to reach there first. Otherwise, if a person has not reached there, he must use asbab. And it is jais. And his iman will be mu'tabar also and counted with his asbab. But and this is what actually a person must work, that even without asbab, he can take from Allah Ta'ala without asbab. This is where a person, and La Hawla will deliver this. When a person keeps on regularly reading his La Hawla with the essence of it, Allah will let him reach just by the barakat of La Hawla. He will reach that stage. Then he needs that. So such people, these are those people, then they don't need any asbab. Eh? But this is not for everyone. وَإِنْ قَادَ هُوَ بِنَفْسِهِ لِلَّهِ مُخْلَصًا مُخْلِصًا لَهُ, that he has totally annihilated and handed himself totally and fully to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. And this is what we must keep in mind. And if a person does that, inshallah, pride won't also come to him. Pride can easily come into a person when he compares himself with other people who are not making namaz. I make 5 times namaz, I do this, I do that. Pride will come in. And also pride will come in a person when he compares himself with his previous condition. Before I wasn't making namaz, now I'm making 5 times namaz. Just like that other person is you yourself, your past, your history. Eh? One lady phoned and she asked that, how do we know that we are progressing? So if you look at your children, our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, every day you don't take a measuring tape and measure your child, that is, he grown up. After reasonable period, then you measure, now is he grown so much. A baby, they go to the clinic, not every day, 6 weeks, 3 months, whatever, then they measure them and the growth is right. Then they are satisfied, everything is in order, growth is right. So the same way, a person spiritually also, see, it is necessary. That first I wasn't, no concentration in my namaz. I wasn't even making namaz. I wasn't worried about my namaz quality of. Now at least I've got some worry of my namaz. My dressing, how I was first, now I got worry about my dressing. Make shukr, but at the same time, keep in mind where you have to reach. Then pride won't come. If you don't keep and you think, now I'm perfect, then you'll start dropping immediately. Always look at the halat of the people who are higher than us and where they had reached, like just what la hawla way you can reach, that you don't need any asbab. These are those people who get tayyul ard, who don't need an aeroplane, who don't need a motor car, and they can go anywhere in the world. These are those people who get kashf, that Allah shows them things, they don't need to open internet. Internet is open in them all the time. But this is where you have to reach. Then you will get all those things. So keep that also in mind, then pride won't, then you'll say, I'm still nothing. And there is nothing hard to understand. In dunya, a rich man, 50 billion he owns. But when he looks at a man who's got 500 million, he says, I'm nothing. What I got? I got nothing. I'm a pauper. I'm a poor person. That's a rich man. So like that in deen, we are taught in the hadith, in deen matters, look at those who are higher than us. Not in dunya's matters. May Allah give us these realities, and at least let us have it in our mind. And Allah, and a person who got the niyat, even if he doesn't reach there, and his maut comes, and his niyat is, I want to reach there, Allah will put him on that place before he takes him from this dunya. Whatever niyat, a person want to become a hafiz, and he's learning every day, even just one ayat a day. And if you forget it, next day whatever you learnt, you forgot again. You learn it again, 2 days you forgot again. But you are at it all the time. Allah will pick you up as a hafiz. Even if you didn't learn one ruku in your whole life. But you were at it, Allah will pick you up as a hafiz. And Allah teaches us this lesson all the time. We all see children growing up all the time. When they are born, eyes closed, palms closed, hands closed. There is no movement, but slowly, slowly, eyes open, hands start moving, legs, hair, everything starts moving. Slowly, they start crawling also. Then slowly, they stand up, fall down, but they never give up hope. Take another 1-2 steps, fall down, cry also, but they don't give up hope. They carry on. Again, little 2-3 steps, now they fall down,
But they carry on. Soon they are running, jumping, and they are doing things. We get frightened. What? How they doing things? Just like that, Allah teaches the salik, in your road to Allah, don't give up. You will fall. You will go backwards also. You will get bumps also. You will do wrong things also. But keep on trying. Soon you will be running in the path of suluk. You will be doing such acrobatics in the path of suluk, the people around you will get shocked. Where has this person reached? Eh? But you keep at it. That is the whole thing. Yeah, we were doing the malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, which makes it very easy for a person to give up guna. One malfuz is enough. Yeah, Hazrat has written so many, and our Shaykh Jazaumullah Khair has collected them for us in one place. If we are sincere and we pay attention, then we will, this it will come in our lives. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, for such things, always keep a diary. May you note it down. Otherwise you'll get diarrhea. You'll forget everything. And that's our case. By the time the next majlis, we'll have forgotten everything of the past. Then how are we going to, we're not that geniuses, we heard it one time and we know it. No, you write it down, make a note, even just the summary of every malfuz. And then you keep on reading it again. It's not just that you wrote it and you pack it away, you keep on reading it, then inshallah it will come into a person's life. And the most barakat is in the original, the writing and the reading. Today you just collect a CD and then you perhaps listen, you don't even listen. People who buy so many CDs and cassettes, they are stockpiled in their houses. How many of our friends, we went to their places and they showed us all the so many CDs we got. You ever heard? We don't get time. Where you get time? It's just one shaitan's dhoka. That you, but if you write it and you keep on checking it, keep on checking it also, then it will come into a person. So Hazrat further says, ishq majazi ki mutalliq farmaya, ki ye sakht ibtila ki cheez hai. This illicit love affairs is a great test from Allah Ta'ala. Isse bahut bachna chahiye. A person must be very careful. Easily a person can get involved in this. Main qasam kha kar kehta hoon. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, I take qasam and I say, ke is muamla mein khud mujhko apna aitibar nahi. In this matter that I can fall in love with a wrong woman, I don't trust myself also. In another malfuz, Hazrat said, that when a train comes onto a platform, and there's another train on the next side, I don't even look at that train. Because it's possible that that train, the ladies' compartment came there in India, they have a special ladies' section separate. And it's possible that the lady may be beautiful. And I looked just at the train, but my eyes fell on the lady. And it's possible that lady, she may her love comes into my heart. And then I will be involved in that all the time. And this can happen to any person. A person can get involved. So Hazrat said, I don't trust myself also. Or chuke main khud koi cheez nahi. Just look at the hum. He says, in any case, whether I don't trust myself is no big thing. I am nothing, Hazrat is saying. I am nothing. Isliye meri haisiyat se ye be-aitimadi koi aise aham nahi. That I don't think, this is nothing, no big deal. Because I am nothing, that I don't trust myself, there's no big deal. What am I? I am nothing. Lekin jo shakhs mujhko bara samajhta hai. But my murids who think that, oh, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he is such a person of such a caliber and he don't trust himself. How much mustn't we be careful? That I don't trust myself is no big deal because this is his reality, that I don't regard myself as anything. And he says, but those who became ba'at, who are my true genuine murids, who think that I am something, see that he doesn't trust himself. Aur mujhse aqeedat rakhta hai, and they believe that I am a great buzur. Iske liye ye ibrat ki baat hai. For them there is a great lesson, that this man who I think is such a great man, but he doesn't trust himself, how much percent I worry about myself. Ke jisko hum bara samajhte hai, jab uski ye halat hai, to bahut hi ehtiyat rakhna chahiye. Then how careful shouldn't we be? But ask ourselves, driving, walking on the road, do we even think that I must watch my gazes? That yeah, maybe you're passing a school where young girls are coming out. Yeah, I mustn't go that side. I must take another door, doesn't matter, 2 kilos longer, my load. But I won't even pass there. Railway station, bus stops, where especially 4 o'clock in the evening, all the workers have come and there are a lot of women.
There's more women there are, and you can easily, your eyes can fall. How much do we take? See, when Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali takes so much precaution, how much more precaution? He's such a, he won't, even if he has to go past through women on all four sides, our aqidah and our belief is, he won't be influenced at all. But he takes so much precaution. How much percent I take precaution? But we are not worried. Where we are working, we're not thinking of changing our job, that I'm working with women all the time, and I'm in fact laughing with them, joking with them, flirting around with them. I won't do anything wrong. How much careful mustn't we be? So if a person thinks this, then inshallah, he will get saved from this gunas. We'll do this one more, Malfoz. فرمائے کہ عشق حسین لڑکوں کا حرام ہے. The love of beautiful boys also. And today, what child, what? Molestation. And also, it has become like an art of its own. Just recently, one person on the internet is asking how I can rape this boy. I must be given, people must help me. So, this crime and this evil way it has reached. Small babies are not spared. So this is this world which we are living in. So in this case, just see how Islam has taught us from before. So ishq haseen larko ka haram hai. Uske tariki aurton ki ishq se bhi shadeed hai. The darkness of falling in love with beautiful boys is more severe than falling in love with another woman. This is even more worse. Go dono haram hai. Both are definitely haram, totally haram. And this year, how evil is it? Look at what happened to the people of Lut alayhi salam, who fell into this terrible sin. Lekin amrado larko ka ish haram dar haram hai. Or gu dar gu hai. And this love of young boys is haram compounded. It is double and triple, it is multiplied. And it is filth and dirt, stool. More and more, it is worse than even falling in love with a woman, falling in love with a young boy. And this also happens. People go mad in these things here. Kyunki hillat ka wahan guzar hi nahi. Because with a young boy, there is never a possibility that the relationship can become halal. Aurto to fi nafsihi mahall hillat to hai. The woman, it is jais. Though you're not married, you fell in love, you're having an affair, that is haram. But it's possible. You can make nikah, and now it becomes jais. But with a young boy, there is absolutely no question that it can become halal. Go aris ke sabab, wo hillat thabit nahi. Though there is a thing that is prevent, you haven't made nikah. So therefore it's not halal. It is a haram relationship. But it can become halal. But yeah, there is no question whatsoever. Yani aurat ka shohar mar jawe, to usse nikah kar liya jawe. The woman's husband passes away, you can marry her. Lekin amrit se to kabhi bhi ye taalluk jaiz na hoga. And for a young boy, there is never the possibility that it can become jaiz. And Hadrat is writing this in the context of India, etc. And yeah, also now where with Darul Ulum's boys stay in a madrasa, and if ustads become close to them, therefore, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and our Shaykh also, not for 1 minute, not for 1 second must a ustad be alone with a boy in privacy. Because shaitan can come at any time and what he can cause. And how many cases in the church, the Catholic church, every day, whole world there are cases. But of course they are also, that they are not permitted to marry. So they fall into this guna. But the same thing can happen and happens in our circles also. And this is a terrible thing that destroys everything. The whole essence of the Darul Uloom, the Madrasa, or a Khanka, and even in Jamaat, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, somebody says, how shaitan, I'm taking the 10 boys in Jamaat. Holidays, I'm taking my students in Jamaat. And what things happen in the Masjid also. In the Darul Ulooms also. So therefore, a person has to be very careful. Shaitan plays his tricks everywhere. And a person has to be very careful. And for this, a person must be on his guard all the time. And, but we, Shaitan, Allah has declared, Aduwwu Mubin, he's your big, open enemy. And Allah has declared that nafs ammara bisu, but today one day has passed. that we even think I've got an enemy, I've got two enemies behind me, shaitan and nafs. If we knew that there's some other enemy behind me, just a dog, we think this dog is running behind me, what's our condition? Or if I just am driving and I think, hey, this guy is following me. I took a turn here, I took a turn, he's following me. What's our condition? You drive straight to the police station. How many other things like that? But nafs and shaitan, who Allah warned us, we're not concerned. So how can we save ourselves from sin? These are all the things which Hazrat has explained. If death comes into us and we get worried that I got shaitan as my enemy, I got nafs as my enemy, I have to be very careful. And nafs is your inside enemy. Wherever that, whatever you do, you then ask the price of this at the lady, or you driving directions. 100th man you pass, you didn't think of asking directions. Now there's a lady, now you stop and ask her. And your nafs tells you, you're only asking directions. But nafs is playing havoc with you. Why you went and ask her direction? So all this here, to understand this, a person has to be on the ball all the time. Then he can get saved. Otherwise, you're playing right in the hands of shaitan. Shaitan don't have to make new plans for you. You are playing in his den all the time. He doesn't have to make any plans for you. And he, on top of that, you're thinking, I'm a big Sufi. I'm a very pious person. So shaitan just laughs at you, that this person, 100%, I got him in my clutches. So this effort all the time, this is what a person has to strive for. May Allah give us the reality, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جگر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 Allah, 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 يلقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء الوارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.